Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Amen. Hebrews chapter number 11. Beginning verse number 17. I'll read through verse number 22 this morning. Pick up with Abraham. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that received the promise offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called. Accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was a dying, blessed both the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when he died, made mention of the departing of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. We've been going through Hebrews chapter 11 slowly, slowly, looking at these great patriarchs of the faith. And how by faith they pleased God. Because remember in Hebrews 11, 6, without faith, it's impossible to please God. We come to, again, it was already mentioned about Abraham, and he was the wandering of faith. As already mentioned him in previous verses. Remember where Abraham was told to leave and go to another country, which he didn't know where he was going. We talked about that. And by faith, he wandered, W-A-N-D-E-R, wandered for 100 years. Never owned a piece of land in the promised land. Never owned anything in Canaan except 2 grave plots. Him and his wife Sarah. That's the only land they owned. But yet by faith, they wandered in that country because they knew something was much better. That they were looking for a better country. Well, it, again, it mentions Abraham here in verse number 17. And that we see in this example of Abraham offering up his son Isaac upon Mount Moriah, we see perhaps one of the greatest examples of faith in all of Scripture. Because Abraham's faith was great enough to know that God was able to even raise someone from the dead. Even though nobody had ever been raised from the dead. In Scriptures, nothing was ever recorded about anybody being raised from the dead up to this point. When Abraham was offering Isaac, we'll read this in just a minute. Abraham knew that if he offered Isaac, Abraham had faith in God, that he knew that God would raise Isaac from the dead. What great faith. Something that never happened before. It was unheard of. And so this example we see here of Abraham, before it was the wandering of faith, and then as he matured in Christ and got closer to the Lord, we see the willingness of faith. He was willing to do something that had never been done. And we want to look at that this morning in our Bible study. Abraham knew, by faith, that God would keep his promises. God had promised him something. God had made a covenant with Abraham. And Abraham knew that God was faithful. By the way, even when we're not faithful, God's still faithful. Abraham wasn't perfect. Matter of fact, remember the story? I won't go into all the details. Abraham, he lied a couple times. Remember? Went to foreign, and the guy said, who's this? Oh, this is my sister. And they come find out, you know, it wasn't his sister. Anyway, Abraham, there's some other things he did. He wasn't a perfect man, but yet he loved God and he was faithful. I mentioned David, King David here a week or so in my sermon or something, Bible study lesson or anything. Anyway, where David was a man after God's own heart, and yet, boy, didn't David mess up many, many, many times. And yet, God has something special prepared for David. And I may talk about that in my morning worship service, in our morning message. But anyway, I want you to notice in verse number 17, by faith, Abraham, this is the willingness of faith, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. The word tried here, the phrase when he was tried, literally means to be put to the test. And he was tried not in order for God to see, because God knew what Abraham was going to do. But it's for Abraham to see. He tested Abraham. And it is also for us to see faith, as Abraham was a great example. Because we see in the book of James, chapter number 2, verse number 21. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Now remember, when we get into the book of James, there's some people, the great men of the past, you ever heard of Martin Luther? He refused to preach or teach out of the book of James. He taught out of the book of Romans. He thought James and Romans kind of contradicted each other. That great Bible theologian, Martin Luther, that's a whole other story. But anyway, he was wrong, all right? Nothing, there is no word, no book, nothing contradict. If there's a contradiction in the Bible, it's in your noggin. It's not in this book. Every word is pure. So when you look at Romans, the book of Romans is justified before God. When you read book of Romans, it's justified before God. When you get in the book of James, it's justified before man. Because we read, they see your works. They see. Okay? Anyway, in verse number 21, when he talks about our father Abraham justified by works, when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar, seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect. Okay? And the scriptures was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. And then verse number 24, I underline these next two words. Do you? Yeah, okay. Ye see. That's the key. Ye see. God already sees. These works are for you to see. Ye see, then, how that by works a man is justified, and not by faith only. John Calvin wrote this, and I'm not a Calvinist, but he did have some wonderful thoughts. He said this, it is faith alone that justifies, but faith that justifies can never be alone. Okay, faith produces works. Works does not produce faith. Huge difference. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that salvation is not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So we see that it's faith alone that justifies, but faith that justifies can never be alone. It produces works. Back to Hebrews chapter number 11. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried. So when you see that phrase, tried, it was so that he was put to the test, not for God to see, but for others to see the faith of Abraham, that great man of faith. Okay. Then he goes a little farther. He offered up Isaac. Interesting. I am not a Greek scholar. You know that. Don't say amen to agree with me, because you know I'm not a Greek. I hardly know English. But I rely on what other people say about tenses and verbs, all these other things, and what Greek scholars tell us, that the verb tense for offered up indicates that as far as Abraham was concerned, the sacrifice was already complete, that he had already done it. It was complete in his mind. He had already made a decision. Abraham said, I'm going to sacrifice Isaac, and it was already a done deal in his mind. Interesting. In his will and in his purpose, speaking of Abraham, he really did sacrifice his son. All right. Now let's go a little bit farther. And he that received the promise offered up his only begotten son. It's interesting. The phrase only begotten son, it's the same word, by the way, that we find the word begotten in John 3:16. Same exact word. It means a unique one. It means only one of its kind. There's nobody like Jesus.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.